We've been lied to. The world says, do more, get more, and be more. But the truth, the more you add, the less you matter. Welcome back to Everyday Leadership. It feels good to be back after our summer break, which feels very long. I spent time in Nigeria, Colombia, and Chicago this summer, which was absolutely amazing. And one lesson that kept on showing up time and time again for me is less, it's more. And that's the energy I'm taking into the rest of this year. And as your exec coach, I think you should as well. You see, most leaders confuse movement with accomplishment. You can fill your calendar and still empty your impact. Neuroscience explains it this way. Your brain releases dopamine every time you tick a task off. That little hit tricks you into thinking you're making progress. But progress isn't about more steps. It's about the right steps. So I'm going to call out five lies about doing more that I see play out time and time again with my clients. Number one, more proves unproductive. No, it proves you are busy. Movement isn't meaning. Warren Buffett once said, the difference between successful people and really successful people is that really successful people say no to almost everything. Where are you being busy but not effective? That's something for you to think about. Number two, more shows my value. No, the more scattered you are, the less people remember you. Maya Angelou didn't write hundreds of books. She wrote a few that changed the world. Number three, more keeps me ahead. Again, that's another lie. The faster you chase, the further behind you fall. There's an old African proverb that says, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. More often means rushing alone and burning out. And that's not what you want in this season. Number four, more builds resilience. That's another lie. Stress is not strength. Burnout is not resilience. Serena Williams, one of the greatest tennis players ever, stepped away from tennis, the game she loved, she grew up with, not because she just wanted to quit and walk away, but she said, I want to preserve my health for my family, less give her longevity with the things and the people that mattered the most to her. And number five, more is what great leaders do. It was a big fat no. Great leaders cut. They subtract until only the essential remains. When Steve Jobs returned back to Apple, he cut down a lot of their products. I think they had a dozen products that he went down to four. Focus brought Apple back to life. And that's my question to you. What needs cutting from your life right now? What can you delegate? What do you need to stop even doing and walk away from? You'd be surprised how many times people tell me, oh, I didn't know I could not attend that meeting. Oh, I didn't know I could say no, because you're so used to doing it and doing it and doing it. You never stop and ask yourself, why am I doing that? So what needs cutting from your life right now? That is something I want you to think about. So there is a power in doing less. Greg McKeown calls it essentialism, the disciplined pursuit of less. It's not about laziness. It's all about clarity. When you cut the noise, what matters gets louder. That's something that I experienced just having this month off. I was in the noise. I was knee deep in it. And I knew I had to just step away. And having that quiet away from the noise centered me, got me focused. I could come back a lot more excited, a lot more energized with a plan for my team around how we're going to pursue things and go forward. That is what happened when you cut the noise. Now, I'll give you five reasons why doing more is not great. I'm going to give you 10 reasons why less is powerful, while less is more. Number one, clarity beats clutter. Noise hides the truth. When you strip back and you just allow that signal to come through, things begin to change. See, busy execs, you love dashboards. You love slides. You love reports. But clarity isn't more data. Clarity is seeing what happened in one glance. In fact, when I work with a number of my clients, one of the methodologies we use is the 3U model of unlearn, unlock, and unleash, which I've talked about loads of times. But the reason why we go for the unlearn first is to get that clarity. It's not about adding more and more is more. It's what can we strip away? What can we remove to allow you to get that clarity? Every single time we do this, the clients are like, wow, I didn't realize. And then they can move so much more quicker to execute on their goals. If I ask your team what their top priority was this quarter, would they all give me the same answer? I've done this exercise before. And 7 out of 10 times, the answer is no. 7 out of 10 times, that's 70%. That is huge. That means not everyone's aligned as to what it is you're doing. Not everyone's aligned as to, you might have communicated greatly, but for a reason, it has not landed. 70%. Think about that. Number two, focus wins. A torch lights a room. A laser cuts steel. Same energy, different focus. Your energy is finite. When you spray it wide, your glow just dims out. When you focus it deep, you cut through markets, boardrooms, and competition. Number three, decision gets stronger when you do less is more. Every choice drains your brain. Fewer choices equals smarter choices. Psychologists call this the decision fatigue. You don't need to decide everything. The best leaders automate the small so they can think big. And that automation can just be delegation as well. It's not always about using AI, but there are ways of being able to automate and remove things. Obama wore the same suits, not for fashion, even though he got criticized for it, but for bandwidth. What are small little things that you can to change and remove to allow you to make fewer choices? Number four, your impact always multiplies when you have less is more. It's not the length of the message, it is the weight. Think about Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie's TED talk that she has, which is absolutely brilliant, I recommend. The danger of a single story. It's under 20 minutes. It shifted global conversations on culture and identity. Less words, global ripple. Number five, speed always increases when less is more. Complexity just blows down and simplicity moves. Ask anyone in a startup. The moment processes outgrow purpose, execution stalls. I've seen it play out. So you want to do some work at Shopify and we scale from 400 to 500 people to like 5,000. There was so much complexity and we had to kind of start to strip things back so movement could happen. The leaner you are, the faster you will learn. Number six, creativity breeds. Your best ideas don't come when you are cramming in more. They come in stillness. Neuroscience shows your brain's default mode network switches on in quiet moments. And that's when connections spark. Bill Gates takes think weeks, which is books and silence, because he has recognized what most of us also need to. Stillness is strategy. Number seven, trust deepens when you apply less is more. Teams don't want 10 goals. They want one clear direction. Indra Nooyi, former PepsiCo CEO, said clarity of purpose was her greatest leadership tool. When leaders simplify, teams align. Number eight, your presence matters. Now, I'm a church kid, so I'm always going to go back to the Bible. Ecclesiastes 4:6 says, a better one handful with tranquility than two handfuls with toil and chasing after the wind. What does that mean? Presence is power. Leaders who are rushing from call to call and miss the rooms that they are in. Less commitments equals more presence. They don't need you in every room. They need you to be present in the rooms that you are in. If you're consistently thinking about where you need to go to next, you can't lock in fully. You can try to, and people do it all the time, but you are not fully engaged. Do you think about what is coming next? Number nine, legacy lasts when you apply less is more. People will remember everything you did, but they'll remember the one thing that you stood for. Martin Luther King gave hundreds of speeches. The one that we remember, I had a dream. That's history, remembering that one dream. Goes back to that point around greatness is about focus. It's not about volume. Last but not least, stillness always reveals. Psalm 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. Stillness is not weakness. For me, stillness has always been the place that I go to. When I was running teams on a global scale, when I'm in my own business, when I had issues in my own family that I was trying to figure things out and just plow through, I had to go back into stillness. The stillness wasn't weakness. For me, stillness was where wisdom surfaced. The greatest insights don't scream at you. They typically whisper and you have to slow down to hear them, which is why, again, the month off was absolutely brilliant for me. Where do you need to slow down so wisdom can actually speak? What do you need to slow down so you can hear wisdom instead of listening to the noise around you? Let me challenge you. What is one thing that you need to cut this week so what truly matters can breathe? So leadership isn't about adding more. I'm going to skip on saying this over and over again. It is not about doing more, adding more. It's about editing your life and your work until only the essential remains. Less isn't just more. Less is leadership, because focus always wins. Welcome back. I'll see you next week. We're going to have a brilliant guest joining us. See you soon.